The Delta, written by Tony Park and read by Mark Davis. The Javelin was an anti-armour weapon and had not been designed to take out an aircraft, but Sonia saw no reason not to give it a try, especially as the pilot was now bringing the Hind gunship down to land. The laser rangefinder reading on the screen put the helicopter at 1,243 metres from her, well within the missile's killing range. She had planned for a number of different eventualities, but not the presence of a helicopter gunship. She'd needed a sizable, convincing, and moving target to take the helicopter's attention away from her, which was why she had set the Land Rover's hand throttle to about 4 kilometres per hour, tied the steering wheel in place, and then jumped out of the moving vehicle. Had the gunner and pilot not been concentrating so intently on the 4x4, they might have spotted the lone figure or the flattened path she had left. But like typical men, they had been too intent on finding something to blow up. A fire had started in the grass, ignited by burning fuel from the vehicle. Smoke, combined with dust and grass thrown up by the chopper's downwash, had temporarily obscured it from view. This wasn't a problem, however, as the Javelin also boasted an infrared detection function, designed, literally, to see through the fog of war. Sonia selected IR on the screen, and the glowing image of the Hind, lit up by the heat of its exhaust, materialised from the gloom in front of her eyes. She selected top attack. Even if it missed the body of the machine, the warhead would take the Hind down through its spinning rotors. "Fambai Zavanaka," she whispered, bidding the crew goodbye in Shona as she squeezed the trigger.